Remember, Buddha is not outside. Buddha is within your own mind. Don't try and practice externally. How are you going to practice like this? All phenomena take refuge in your mind, and your mind takes refuge in emptiness. Do you understand? This emptiness we're talking about, don't think that this emptiness is incorrect. You are thinking that this emptiness is a logical or conceptual emptiness, an emptiness we think of. This is not what we are talking about as emptiness. As long as you have this type of thinking arising, you have no way to understand emptiness. Most of our practice is still involved in this conceptual layer, understanding Buddhahood, the three jewels, understanding the merit. We try and conceptualize the merit that is being taught in the Buddha Sutras. However, this is no way we can conceptualize this. Recite Vajrasattva once, and how much negative karma is in that moment purified? Can you conceptualize this? And because we can't conceptualize this, it shows that our state of realization is insufficient. You can't think of this, and so you have no way to believe this. All we can say is, oh, I cherish, I rejoice in this merit of Buddha. However, do you truly know this merit? This we are not able to do. Does this merit really exist? It does. However, our level of practice is a level attained through reciting the numbers. Oh, I've already recited 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 mantras. And as this is the level of our practice, really we have no way to believe this vast level of Buddha. We've taken refuge in the three jewels in Buddha. However, we still don't believe in some of what Buddha has to say. Why is this? It's because we haven't practiced and realized it through practice. And so we don't know the great merit of the Buddha, Dharma, and the three jewels. It hasn't been realized within our own mind. We are only able to think about what it's like, and so it shows that our practice is still a long distance from realization. We can all attain liberation. We can all attain enlightenment. So how do we do this? How do we attain Buddhahood at the time of death? Isn't this the most important? Of all the methods for us to be able to go to Amitabha's pure land, there are really only two main methods. The one is the unmoving, true, pure belief in the Guru Amitabha, relying on our belief. It is our belief that will enable our mind to be absorbed into Amitabha's pure land. Through this belief, we can go directly to Amitabha's pure land. And this is what Chimi Rinpoche is saying about going to Amitabha's pure land, is we rely on our belief. Our belief in Amitabha. And we require these four conditions. These four conditions to be able to go to Amitabha's pure land. If you don't have these four conditions, if you have this pure, unmoving belief in Amitabha, then this will propel you to Amitabha's pure land. This will be enough. This is what we call relying on belief to enter into Amitabha's pure land. This is the first method. And the second method is meditation. This is what it relies on. If you don't have belief, if you don't have meditative concentration, then how are we going to attain liberation? How are we going to go to Amitabha's pure land? If you don't have a baseline, how are you going to be able to go to Amitabha's pure land? And the best method is that before our Vajra Guru, we have been able to recognize our true nature of mind. And then at the time of facing death, we abide in the true nature of mind. And then we can attain enlightenment in this very lifetime, and we don't have to pass through the bardos. And this is the highest realization. This is what we call abiding in the true nature of mind. the Dharma that enables us to attain enlightenment in the very same life. And the other method is to rely on our belief to go to Amitabha's pure land. And these are the two methods we can rely on. And which path you wish to follow is your own decision. This is very important. Do you understand? In this way, your purpose is very clear. Your objective is very clear. You're clear about your path, the process of practice, and then you're very clear about what your final objective is in terms of your practice. At the time of death, don't be sitting there thinking, what should I rely on? Our belief in Amitabha's pure land or on meditation? How then are you going to be successful? Sometimes when people are practicing, their practice is very confused all over the place. And sometimes not practicing Buddhism in normal life, it's the same. And then discussing with everybody, this is emptiness or that isn't emptiness. And then after all of these discussions about what is emptiness, they themselves don't know what emptiness is. It's just a theoretical explanation. Those people that have never actually practiced or gone into retreat, how will they know? It in reality is just a discussion. They've learned some things in theory, and this is all that they can discuss. When we practice, our body, speech, and mind must correlate. We already have the theory, now we must put it into practice. And when we're in practice, we don't need all of these theoretical explanations. All of this we must let go of and take these oral pith instructions given to us by our Vajra Guru and bring our minds home and bring our minds to calm abiding. Through Shamatha, we bring our mind to calm abiding, and then through these pith instructions of Vipassana pith instructions, these profound pith instructions that our Guru gives us, we practice. Those pith instructions that have the wisdom that enable us to realize our true nature of mind. And we have these pith instructions, and these will help us to improve our state of realization. The realizations of Buddha all depend on us practicing, and through the practice that we may be able to attain liberation, then enlightenment. Attain perfect Buddhahood. What is practice? First, bring our mind home. This is difficult. Remain in calm abiding. This is difficult. And then in a pure state of mind, to carry on meditating is also difficult. And eventually, and then when all of these various random thoughts arise, how to face them, how to recognize them, how to transform them. And this is an inner mastery of our own minds. It doesn't rely on our external five senses. Where do all of these random thoughts arise from? They arise from our mind, don't they? And then they also subside back into our mind. They've got nowhere to subside to. You think from when you were small until now, all of those random thoughts that you've had, where did they arise from and where did they subside to? Think about it. For the 24 hours, all of the fear, attachment, suffering, who brought this to you? Some of it relates to our external world. Some of it doesn't. Thinking about the past, thinking about the future, what about this, what about that, doing this the whole day. And then in the process of planning, people die.